People think party time is lifetime. No, 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 no. Not the kind of life they're trying to, the kind of life they live and the kind of way they conduct themselves. That's not life. That's foolishness. Hallelujah. But if you want to live, you want to live, come to Jesus. You can celebrate him. You can express yourself in his presence. You can express yourself. You can come into his presence. You can talk to him about anything. Hallelujah. He won't turn you down. He won't condemn you. Hallelujah. But he'll reach his arms out to you. Ha, ha, ha. And he'll tell you, I love you. And Jesus will say, I understand what you're going through. If you trust me, I'll help you through it. And I'll get you to this place where you'll stand, walk, and live in the victory that I've given you. Hallelujah. But when people preach all this bunk and baloney, all this garbage, trying to rouse somebody in the flesh and not tell them about the risen Savior and what he's done for you. People miss it. They think they have to go through that. They think they have to live their life guilt. They think they have, some people don't know that Jesus did it all. Grace fixed it. So whenever you've come up against a test, a trial, or whatever, grace, God didn't throw you away. He didn't abandon you. He didn't get mad with you. But if you keep on in it, he's telling you what's going to happen to you. That's why he got the word in there, repent. What you mean? Change your mind. Turn around. Anybody ever been traveling? Got on the wrong road? What did you do? You turn yourself around. Hallelujah. What did you do? You turn yourself around because you were going the wrong way. Hallelujah. So this is why we preach Christ and him crucified, his resurrection, his ascension, his seating at the right hand of God, and all that he accomplished during his virgin birth. His conception was supernatural. Nobody never been conceived, a human being never been conceived like Jesus. The Holy Ghost did that in Mary's womb. Not no human being on earth. Holy Ghost did that. He was virgin born. In other words, he was conceived by a virgin. He was born and lived a perfect life. Died a crucial, but it was a death that he gained the victory because God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. And then he took a seat after his resurrection at the right hand of God. All of this in scripture, we don't have time, but we'll talk about how people misunderstand and they think they're so wise. But I want to tell you, the wisdom of God is far beyond the wisdom of men. It's foolish. It comes from the devil. And I'm going to show you in just a minute. Let's go on. Go, give me verse, give me the next verse. Where we stop at, 23? All right. But unto them which are called, both who? Jews and Greeks. What is it? Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. What is he? What is he? He's the power of God and the wisdom of God. So I'm going to talk about wisdom here in a minute. All right. That's who he is. That's why I'm not ashamed. That's why you're not ashamed. Because he's the power of God and he's the wisdom of God. So I see beyond the scheme Satan trying to throw at me and make me live my life apart from Christ. No, you can't do that. Hallelujah. No matter what you bring, no matter what you say, no matter how you laugh or persecute or whatever you say, I'm not going to. My life is hid in Christ. Whew. Because the foolishness of God is what? Wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. See, men think they're so wise, but what did God say? The foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. There's no man can measure up with God. Hallelujah. Keep going. Hallelujah. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many, what? You know, he's getting fooled with the wise men because they think they know too much. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. See, the fool with them. You ever notice Jesus? Those Pharisees, they knew the law. They knew it. But you know Jesus didn't fool with any of them? He didn't call a single one of them. Did he? He went out there and found somebody fishing, somebody collecting tax. Didn't he do it? He didn't fool with them. They thought they were too wise. He said, but God has done what? Chosen what? The foolish thing of the world to do what? Confound the wise. And God has chosen what? The weak thing of the world. And see, they call you foolish. They call because you speak in tongues. Because you dance. You know, you get in the spirit, you dance, you raise your hand, you shout. They call that foolishness. You ever go to a church that don't believe it? I'm not talking about them, just saying what happened. And somebody would yell, say, praise the Lord, everybody look around. What? And then you go to another, going to the extreme on the other end. You can't preach for them on the floor. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has shown the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. Hallelujah. Why is the Lord talking? Well, we'll come to a place in the realm of the Spirit, in the kingdom of God. God has been working on us, getting us in a place. Hallelujah. Getting us in a position so we can get on the spout where the glory comes out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He put getting us in a position. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is moving now, but you ain't seen him yet. Ooh. Young folks think, see, the devil hoodwinked a lot of young people. He used them. He thought he had them. But there was some believers got to pray. We believe in God. And you're going and they're gonna find out, and we're gonna find out that the world and all those devices that they think is so what can I say? Attracted, inviting, that you can't put it down, you can't, all the stuff you do. When the power of God is released, see, that's why the church got to stop playing games. And see, when the power of God is released, you'll find that there's nothing compared to the things of God. But it won't happen through religion. I'm going to say it again. It'll happen through faith in God. Hallelujah.